For Muslims around the world, the holy month of Ramadan is coming to a close. Ramadan means, among other things, reflection and fasting, giving up food and water from dawn till dusk, an individual decision for religious Muslims. But for Palestinians living in the West Bank, the police have gotten involved, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
On patrol in Nablus, police officer Ashraf Hashaike waves to friends in a local shop and flashes a friendly smile.
Assalamu alaikum. Tafalak namme.
But make no mistake, if you violate the Ramadan fast in public on Lieutenant Hashaike's beat, you're likely to get a beat down.
If this person insults Muslims and insults his fellow citizens, he will be beaten in order to be an example for others.
Asked if the back of the hand is the approved method for police to enforce God's law, Lieutenant Hashaike simply nods an enthusiastic yes. The new tough line against Ramadan violators has spread across much of the West Bank this year. After losing control of the Gaza Strip to the Islamists of Hamas in June, the more secular Fatah movement has moved aggressively to assert religious and moral authority on the streets of West Bank cities. Fatah has cracked down on Islamist charities, mosques, and religious endowments. In Ramallah, about an hour south of Nablus, the police, for the first time this Ramadan, have launched morality patrols. Officers carrying AK-47 rifles and wearing wide, bright red armbands that read Morality Police are arresting anyone caught violating the religious rule against eating, smoking, or drinking in public. The group's commander is Lieutenant Murad Kunda, an ambitious 27-year-old officer who helped create the unit.
My main task is to preserve the spirit of Ramadan, to make sure that nobody breaches the law of Ramadan, of fasting. And second, in order to stop all rascalish behavior in the streets of Ramallah.
Lieutenant Kunda says most violators are taken to an interrogation room at the police station and get a stern talking to about morality, Islam, and the social order. Sometimes, he says, if the violator shows no remorse, they'll spend a night in jail and have to sign a statement pledging not to violate Ramadan rules ever again. Public morality patrols are more reminiscent of hard-line authoritarian Islamic states, such as Iran and Saudi Arabia, than the more secular West Bank. Ramallah, the West Bank's biggest and most cosmopolitan city, has several thriving bars and a few nightclubs and art galleries. Lieutenant Kunda insists his unit doesn't signal a creeping Talibanization of the Palestinian police. We're not here, he insists, to tell people to wear headscarves or modest clothing.
We do not interfere in personal freedom. We are protecting the personal freedom of the citizens. Talk to the people.
Most Palestinians interviewed said they eagerly support the new decency patrols. 20-year-old student Sarah Jami is one of them.
Ramadan in the Quran is looked upon as better than 1,000 months. Can people respect that month? Morality police makes them respect that month.
Lieutenant Kunda, meantime, says the police intend to continue and perhaps expand the morality patrols after Ramadan. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Ramallah.